It's a song about life, death, love, hate, wealth, poverty, racism. Just a few things been running through my head.
Listen, we call on you. Listen, now we call on you. Hear us now.
It is a stunning turn of events, even by the standards of what has been a chaotic Trump presidency. The joint session of Congress was meeting to certify the electoral vote. This is the final step that Congress makes before the inauguration of a new president, which takes place here in Washington just 2 weeks from today. They were going to certify the win of Joe Biden over President Trump, but supporters of the president, who got fired up by a 75-minute speech over here by the White House earlier in the afternoon, made their way down toward the Capitol and managed to breach the buildings there. The Capitol Police were just overwhelmed by the number of protesters. We are seeing, Danica, these protesters in unprecedented places. We understand that there was an armed standoff as protesters tried to make their way onto the House floor. We've also seen a stunning image of a protester who managed to make it to the dais at the front of the Senate chamber. So certainly a very tense situation, a very scary situation right now. And the Capitol Police are asking for help from both the local and federal authorities.
And what's been the response to this? Karen, I understand that a curfew is now in place.
Yeah, the District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser has now issued a 6 p.m. curfew here in the District of Columbia. The mayor spoke this morning and said she had been preparing for protests. This has been a date that has been circled on the calendar by President Trump's supporters, and President Trump himself had indicated that he would participate in the events around it, the day that marks this certification of the electoral vote. This is something that dates back to 1887, and it is a process on Capitol Hill that typically goes off without a hitch. Most Americans don't even notice it. Most Americans didn't even know what the process was going to be today until there were extensive walkthroughs of it, as a number of the president's Republican allies said that they would pose challenges to the outcomes that were delivered by the state. So it's been a civics lesson for even Americans trying to understand the process that was going to go on today, simply because this flies under the radar. It does not attract protests. By the time you get to January 6th, typically all of the rancor of the November election has passed, and members of Congress and the American people are willing to accept the results. But this is something that President Trump has kept on, making these baseless allegations about widespread electoral fraud that even his former Attorney General Bill Barr said he did not see evidence of. And so with that, the president's words earlier this afternoon, these supporters of the president took off for the Capitol. And right now we have lawmakers sheltering in place, getting prepared with gas masks, and Danica, President Trump's own Vice President Mike Pence, who is presiding over the events at the Capitol, had to be evacuated.
Just extraordinary scenes, Karen, and really one person that can stop these protests is Donald Trump. Now, he's called for calm protests, but clearly that message is being ignored.
Yeah, and this has gone on now for a while now, with the president just making that one tweet that said to support the U.S. Capitol Police and stay calm. We do understand that the White House is preparing to issue a statement soon on what is happening at the Capitol. Now, the president had suggested to the crowd that was gathered earlier that maybe he would join them in these protests and go to the Capitol, but he did not. He returned to the White House, and of course, those who did continue on to the Capitol, this is the situation that has unfolded, and it is absolutely unprecedented.
Narcotic that is injected into the minds of infants. It's called
rhyme
and treason.
We'll be right back.
Episode 251, the Insurrection Edition.
That's right. Have fun storming the castle.
Yep, some crazy shit went down this week.
Oh, man.
And we're in the dry January. This guy's drinking a sparkling water. I'm drinking a Mountain Dew. What the fuck?
Damn, bro. How are those like 76 grams of sugar
yep,
treating you?
Exactly. One vice for another, right?
Yeah, man.
Shit.
In yeah, the- did you guys see Meal Team 6 trying to storm the congressional building?
In the background right now, we got some Florida metal, Iced Earth. John Schaefer, the singer, is wanted by police for storming the Capitol. This guy's such a fat piece of shit.
Are you kidding me?
He's such a fat piece of shit.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, anyway, some crazy times in America.
I mean, the real question is, like, why do grown-ass people who can't even run a mile act like they're ready for civil war. I mean, what are these, the Gravy Seals? Yikes. Yikes, I'll be here all week, folks.
Seen a lot of videos from camera phones of the events, and the cops were opening barricades and letting people into the Capitol and taking selfies.
Yes, they were. And as a matter of fact, the head of the Capitol Police just resigned today because of that.
All right, I didn't know that, and yeah, dude, what the fuck? America's going down.
Yeah, you know, we've had the 7-day free trial. I'm going to go ahead and cancel my subscription to 2021 as well.
Yeah, no shit. What the fuck? We're trying to cope in this weirdness.
This is fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, it is crazy. And yeah, dude, they took the Capitol and they just let him in there. And
Nancy. Oh, I got some fucking, you know, QAnon clown. You actually probably know him. Went to Chico. Guy's all fucking down the QAnon rabbit hole and shit. And yesterday in his feed is like a bunch of pictures of the people that stormed and were like, look at these people, they're Antifa. Yeah, come to find out the dude's like one of the largest QAnon conspirators, like the dude with the buffalo thing on his head.
That guy's from Chico?
No. Yeah. Oh. No. The guy that was sharing this misinformation, saying that all these people were, you know, false flaggers, and they were actually Antifa dressed up like Trump supporters.
Oh yeah, I've heard that too.
You are so fucking high.
Delusional. A lot of delusional folks out there believing Trump could somehow win still.
Did you see the fucking video that he put out? Like, so Biden comes out and he's like, I guess I got to be the one to step up to the mic and be like, hey, everybody, like, it's cool. We're going to get through this. They're not going to overthrow the government. And then Trump comes out and he's like, they stole my election. Like, just back off for a minute.
I did see and the...
That's what got his Twitter account flagged.
Jesus Christ. I did see the behind the scenes video from Eric Trump of the Trumps celebrating the whole them storming it and them watching it.
And like, celebrating it?
Yeah, you haven't seen this video? And there's all this like stupid Melania and some other Eric Trump's wife, I guess, and they're like dancing and like in some weird bunker. Play, I don't know, with all these flat screens set up, like super high tech.
Like a 50,000 square foot bunker that's like nicer than our houses put together.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, fuck. And the night before that in Chico, you know the Safeway, right, by my house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a murder. Someone got shot, capped. So,
did they mark that as another COVID death or
no, what? No, this was a gunshot to the face. So yeah, man, ooh, times are getting rough around here, dude.
You're great, fuck? Man.
Yep, and
we were getting shot in the face at the grocery store.
That's right, and it was all over the club card. The guy wouldn't give it up. You know? He couldn't give up those savings. Like, dude, you could just type in your phone number. What? You died from
fuck nothing. You, the price said $4.99.
You have to buy 12 to get the discount, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
I hate society.
Get 10% off bullshit.
You hear a lot of badass angry storm the Capitol anti-US tracks on this one.
So, like every other show that we do?
Yeah, pretty much. This is prime rhyme and treason topic.
That's the funniest thing, right? Like, you know, we've always been like, the decline, Rage Against the Machine, like, fuck the system, watch it burn. And then it's like, no, not like that, guys.
What a weird time we are living in, and nothing would shock me at this point. I'm like numb to everything, I think, like
pretty much
war with Iran, I don't know.
War with ourselves.
The old Chinese are training in Canada right now. So,
yeah.
What's up with that? Joint exercises done by the militaries of China and Canada.
Cool.
As we speak. Oh, that's so just sugar-free and weak.
Oh, that sparkling water. Yeah. Oh, man. Delicious craft sparkling water, you know. Local craft sparkling water brewing. We're super into it.
Yeah.
Super easy, bro.
I'm sure he bought the 800 pack at Costco.
Fuck yeah, I did.
That's what us 40-year-olds do now.
Yeah.
Even though there's only two of us.
Fucking lockdown, bro. Yeah. You got nothing else.
We're still locked down. Governor Fuckface still enforcing the gay ass bullshit. Yeah, we're in a.
If you're in this county, you can like go out to eat, but if you're in that county, you can't leave your house. And if you're in this county, like, what the fuck, dude? Just make it a rule.
Yeah.
Everybody can follow the same rule. Keep it simple, stupid.
He's going to get impeached, hopefully. And I think we're going to play some more music right now, some ripping tracks. This is the Insurrection Edition. Rhyme.
And we are at the gates of treason.
Let them drums rip! My voice up a little bit. I don't deal with silly shit. I am not illiterate. Gun clapper, street rapper. This is what you dealing with. Boom, bap, true rap. Only the real feeling it. Truth, I'm revealing it. Beef, I ain't dealing with. Others put their bread to the beef and make a meal of it. I'm the quiet type. Banana clip, I'm concealing it. Get up on you with the banana and start peeling it. Hit the captain in America. No time for shielding it. They crew got nicked with the fury. I'm real with it. Flow so sick, I should be healing it. But instead, I'm on the German Autobahn wheeling it. You heard these millionaires. Now here a skill. Rich with the skill in the club, people I thrill them there. Yeah, savagery, hand them out, no silverware. True legend, no jewels, black gorilla wear. Yeah, where them skills at? I'ma drill at. Too many rappers claiming OG and still whack. They sleeping, and you can see how they act. Red pill, blue pill, I gave the red pill back. So I hear what they mumble about me, but it don't penetrate. Young rappers wanna be large, ain't this whoever's great. Me, I'm a legend, been busting weapons since 88. Blast off the top of your dome, let it ventilate. Skills I will demonstrate, lyrical rap heavyweight. You ain't never heard of this teaching, you bitches hella late. You better wait, KRS is never fake. That whack shit to sell out the culture I'll never make. That boom bap, raw speak, I will generate. I stay ahead, like you 8 o'clock, I'm 10 to 8. I got ends to make with the bass kicking. These rap turkeys are fishing for beef but stay chicken. My rhyme style finger licking, keep mixing, no quitting. No need for a vacation, you tripping. Top ticking, I'ma spit this right. Like handcuffs, you gotta say this shit is tight. I'm about to begin. You've been living without, but try living within. You heard these others speak, but I am not them. They talk paper, but here's what I do with the pen. Sword in the air, I don't fear anybody. We was criminal minded when they was on the potty. Been spiritual minded, the devil can't stop me. Been political minded, nope, they can't lock me. This is an original, not a copy. Me and the mic, we go together like salt fish with Aki. Mash up any jam, any club, any party. Same shoes, same views, black tea hair, Nazi. You could be stoned and can't rock me. You can be wood and you still can't knock me. Prophecy fulfilled and they still wanna mock me. Behold, it's obvious the universe got me. Skill, that's my credential. When my words get sent to your mental, they turn sentimental. No, I will not be gentle. Most rappers are followers. The only thing they led was a pencil. Money won't defend you when I A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, and N, U. I'm that raw shit, hip-hop core floor shit. That DJ and MC and tagging, breaking on the floor shit. Street lyric, you heard it, I never lost it. Like Yasin Bey, I'm bringing you more shit. Double metaphors, this how the tour get. Effortless, I flow like a shower, no need to force it. You saw it, real skill, you the witness or the listener. I stand behind my bars like a prisoner. Yeah, I'ma spit this right. And like them handcuffs, you gotta say this shit is tight. Ashay to the ancestors.
Yo, Joey, I bet you Wu Leok, I get this shit in one take.
Yeah. When you rhyme, all you do is add rock to the block. When I rhyme, I shine like Ad Rock. When it drops, you go to the store and cop. Cause it's time and you ain't heard shit else this hot. I came prepared, not scared. Can a damn thing stop me? Next best thing in Philly since Rocky. LA's first in Cali. They know why I be poppy. So cops tryna flavor flavor clock me. I got this, lock this in the pocket. Stick to the script, that's no main topic. Stay on the flip, creating my profit. And capital's money is capital, I'm rich off it. NY Diesel steam the room till we roll out. In DC 9:30 late show sold out. All said and done, it's been more joy than pain. And all said and done, I do this shit again. It's a new day, of course, I can handle the fact. Still can't believe they dropping sirens on that. So instead of talk shit, do nothing and still listen, I'ma bang out myself another sound. Started off caffeine, now it's cocaine, speed, meth, amphetamine flow all day. The door's blocked, set up shop, close session begins. Don't drop till the rhyme's locked in. Got Babu and Rocker in. My team approves, you know, ain't no stopping him. We like 88 rockin', rockin' them. We like 8.8, then after shocking them. Steal the show without a single stolen flow. I'm OG like Ice-T, man, slow your roll. So many various pros, different ones from different area codes. Right about now I'm focused on my 310s and adding three more O's to any bill I hold and any deal I close, like just finished escrow. So now they quick to flock cause they heard I got a home. But I ain't on star maps cause the cat ain't really blown. But I'm next to bat, so get ready for the storm. Can't beat them, join them, that's a form of submission. So when I'm spitting, listen up, it's a sound mission.
the things we turned a character that came far worse than we warned. And you picked well, babe, in a big way. You picked well, babe, in a big way. Morality enforcement based on the interests of a state, into concordance and threatened in a place. It's not just isolated incidents of cop trucks kicking ass. It's a fucking war machine protecting the wealth of the employing class. And you picked well, babe, in a big way.
Episode 251 coming at you. This is the Insurrection Edition.
That's right. That's Insurrection, not It's an erection, just to be clear.
Yep, and
although I probably will get a hard on with some of these songs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you're lucky, you old bastard.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this show is like a little blue pill.
We're hoping to get sponsored by some ED product that we can pop. Anyway, Reddit, I'd like to give a shout out. Public Freak Out. I saw this video of a
his, if you're listening, you know.
I've never heard of that. I try not to watch commercials as much as possible. Anyway, they had a montage of various camera phone videos of people storming the Capitol from every angle and that girl dying and getting shot. So fucking gnarly.
You mean the traitor because she was a military veteran?
She was in the Chair Force, I heard that. So
yeah. Yeah. So how about that? I mean, that's the ultimate of traitordom, right?
Yeah, I just, and the, one of the main dudes, the first breacher, was just a straight up Nazi with a tattooed skull straight out of prison.
Yeah.
Trump. What the dude, fuck?
You see that video of them like chasing the fucking like cop up the stairs?
I did.
Like, I mean, good one for that guy for like every once in a while trying to stop and be like, okay, stop. Oh, fuck, there's more of you? It just keeps going back.
It's just so weird. Like, they could have bashed skulls, used rubber bullets, pepper spray, and then just let them in.
It just goes to show. I mean, here's another point. What if that were not, say, 5,000 Americans? What if it was 500 well-trained, well-armed special forces from another country? We'd be done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No kidding, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. We'd be all fucking dead.
But I guess they wouldn't care, right? Like, the Trump president told them to breach the fucking Capitol, man. I don't know,
the
dude.
The fucking president told them to do it.
That's right. And I guess this whole, they've been saving this date for like a month and I don't read any Trump shit. You know what I mean?
You're not like, not a badge wearing member of the Proud Boys.
Yeah, I know. Every article and Facebook post told January 6th, like flyers and protest and storm the Capitol and all this shit.
Okay. One thing to, you know, have a show of force and show up and like make your voice be heard or whatever.
But yeah, they knew it was coming and they just, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. And open the fucking gates and let them right in.
That's right. And no one took a shit in Nancy Pelosi's office, which I'm disappointed about because that's the first thing I would have done.
Get it all over every one of our fucking fundamental foundational beliefs.
Absolutely. Yeah, no shit. So America is now like third world country-esque, seriously.
I mean, here's the deal. Like, I got family from Northern Ireland that dealt with decades of actual real terrorism. Seen it with my own eyes. Cars blown up. Tanks in the street. Like, real fucking terrorism. And they're looking at us like, yo, you guys are fucked.
Yeah, I know. Oh, shit. Hopefully DJ EJ will all sort itself out by the time he's a teen. I'll bet you it will.
Oh, no, you'll like this one. So DJ EJ and I are watching live, right? And at the moment that I'm like kind of, because I was trying to like limit the amount that I was having him watch it, right? So I'm on a break and I'm like, all right, dude. And I put it on and we're like kind of talking about it a little bit. And it's right at that moment that they throw the first smoke grenade into the crowd at the front. Right. And the flashbangs start going off. Right. And it's like legit, like oh shit, here it comes, right? There's people jumping through windows.
Oh, and, yeah, I saw all that.
And in the frame of the picture, I don't know what we were watching, some national broadcast. There's these two fucking elderly people in the forefront of the picture, and they're with their back, like smoke is covering the Capitol, flashbangs are going off, and they are fucking arm raised back to the madness, taking a fucking selfie.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's the fucking world we live in now, guys. When grandma and grandpa are at the fucking protest taking a goddamn selfie of the Capitol fucking burning.
Yeah, no shit. And the high-def cameras on the phones, hard to believe. And that fucking dickwad, I don't even know his name, with the stupid, like, buffalo hat and painted face. Bullshit. Like,
we're calling douche canoe.
Yeah, like, just think if this was, like, 1800s, they'd probably hang that guy in the public square, like, in front of the Capitol.
What about the guy that was, like, walking away with the podium and, like, waving to the camera? Like, bro, you don't think, like, you don't think you're going to get fucking caught?
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, this whole thing is just so ridiculous. I guess there was almost a brawl. Did you hear about this? In the late night hours?
Like, they were trying to fight each other, or what?
Yeah, the senators or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, the senators were fighting each other?
Yeah, because a bunch of the electoral people from Arizona and Pennsylvania refused to do the voting and said, like, Trump won and stuff. Like, 8 of them. And everyone there was, like, just lost their shit.
Yeah, there was, like, one person, I think. And no one would support it. No one signed on to it, so.
What the fuck, man? Rubio or whatever. Oh shit, we're living in a
fucking Cruz.
I hate.
What a fucking politics. Shit scumbag motherfucker. Fuck that guy.
That's right, and you'll hear some brutal tracks because we're holding nothing back on this one.
Yeah.
What the
fuck? Fuck you, Ted Cruz. Fuck you, Mitch McConnell. Fuck you, Trump. This is rhyme.
And the insurrection of treason.
Bow nothing for his creation, these mortals bear. say, they're all the same. Just plan for change. Fuck, there's no escape. Anywhere you live, it's all a joke. In the good old USA. All we need is one factory, pumping fuels into the sky.
Into the sky.
Strip of green and revert it free. It's the story of our life. Safe and the president, and say your prayers tonight.
At 50, my body went through a big change, and not for the better. Severe erectile dysfunction shattered my confidence, sent me into a depression, and almost ruined my marriage. And believe me, I tried everything. But then a friend told me about Zentrax, so I tried it. And it worked.
Zentrax is the strongest male enhancement drug on the market. It increases blood flow, boosts testosterone, and ends erectile dysfunction instantly.
So I asked my doctor about Zentrax. And he said, Zentrax? What the hell is Zentrax? And I said, Zentrax. It's the strongest male enhancement drug in the world. And it works. And he said he'd never heard of it. So I pulled up the Zentrax website and showed it to him. He started laughing. He said, are you insane, man? You can't put that junk in your body. It'll kill you. Your heart will stop. Rhino horn? Ammonia hydroxide? That's what's in meth, right?
Zentrax is made strong enough to work on the most extreme cases of erectile dysfunction. And fast.
My doctor asked me, where'd you even hear about that? And I told him, a friend. And he said, well, what's his name? And I said, well, I don't really know him, actually. And he says, but you just said he's your friend. So I told my doctor, look, let's just forget about him and just write me a script for Zentrax and I'll be on my way. My doctor said, are you deaf, man? No, I could lose my license. You could die. I said, yeah, I think I still want it though, so give it to me, write the prescription. I wasn't leaving. So he says, I think that website just froze my computer. So I grabbed him a little. And he goes, you're hurting me, sir. Zentrax works.
Side effects for Zentrax include fits of rage, acne, bleeding, baldness, blindness, whooping cough, hallucinations, coma, trouble swallowing, decrease in semen, increase in semen, nasal sores, constipation, vomiting, night terrors, amnesia, and suicidal urges.
And those are just the side effects they tell you about. I get the sweats, my bones are cold, my teeth are loose, my heart gets really, really hot. I could read minds. And sometimes I wake up driving a stolen car. And my erections are fantastic. When I wear gray sweatpants, people cross the street, which is fine. Zentrax gave me my life back. Hail Satan.
So threaten your doctor or ask your ketamine guy about South African Zentrax today.
It works.
We've gotten a lot of people.
people that have asked us, Savannah, and I'm sure many of our viewers have wondered the same thing. Why aren't the police making arrests? These people went into the Capitol. They violated a number of different federal laws. They damaged property. They trespassed. They disrupted. They did all kinds of things. Why aren't we seeing more arrests? Now, we don't have a definitive answer to the question of whether there was a strategy or a decision made by the Capitol Police or Metro Police, who were initially on the scene, simply not to do that because they felt they were outmanned. I suspect that's it, that they just felt that their main goal was to try to preserve whatever the safety of the members first. But I think the feeling that I've gotten from talking to other law enforcement people watching this is, yes, the people in the building were overwhelmed, weren't able to stop and start making arrests. They were severely outnumbered. And that, however, a lot of those people that were there are eventually going to be charged and may not realize this, but, you know, there's pictures like that, the one we're looking at right now. There are video cameras inside the building. There are all these pictures that law enforcement will be going over now and trying to identify these people and run them down and arrest them and charge them with a number of different offenses. So I think it looks odd to think that these people are simply being escorted off the grounds. And I've had law enforcement people say, I can't believe what I'm seeing, that they're not being arrested. But what we're told is charges ultimately will be filed on a lot of these people. Now, clearly, it would be a lot better if they could just arrest them on the spot. But I think the feeling was the law enforcement initially was simply outnumbered.
Well, that's the real point. What's really disturbing is that they weren't able to be stopped and thwarted. The chief of police in D.C. said that some of the protesters did use violence against police. But as we've observed, as the afternoon has worn on, it is not exactly a surprise that this protest was going on, that there had been talk of this kind of activity. And so, you know, there will be a lot of questions in the coming days.
Insurrection, baby. Bringing that crazy shit. Nigga Juice. Nigga Debo.
Exquisite visits from my niggas on Mars. Bless me with a guitar. Traveling far through the stars. We'll be a gangster. Thank you. And I'm fissing in the drop shit. Psychotic shock shit, rock shit. Bitch, I created it, faded it, elevated it, elated with the illness. Feel this realness. I got the illest axe to kill this. Serpent slithering savages, babbling tongues get hung. Shrunken head, drunken dead flow. Spiritual, another level above. Hover crash of light speed. 186 G mile profile blur. In a second, traverse the universe. Gap burst, that's worse than first to torture. Lyrically force you to quit the bitch shit and spit. I come equipped with the gift, the lift, like a spliff, so take a whiff. Mystic smoke relaxes. Black this track, illmatic, no static, and on that it never lack. Finesse when I bless the mic. Coop the mic in your chest, talents nest through the vest. Verbally test any MC on planet Earth and them in space. Lay the waste with the words. When I'm blurred, get served to hurt. I never slurred the dirt. Is where we all return, but you first. I mean proceeding is why you're bleeding and needing. I see you, but you can't see
to
me.
To my soldiers in the district, here it is. That nigga who gon' ride for a city on the real. Slim, I'm right here with your homie all day. But these out of town jokers, they done had enough play. Who you know do it better, man, than a D.C. nigga. A big money getter, bitch getters. My niggas chase cheddar cheese. We hustle hard, non-stop, make the block bleed. And got your girl on the clock, cause you feel the need to be ghetto glamorous. You see your nigga rolling fast, you feel it, ghetto glamorous. Nigga, bubblegum, Timbs, and EVs. Used to have it, now it's black. ACGs in the North Face jacket. Fresh tees, blue jeans, nigga. Everyday cold, then we strapping on black when it's time to get cold. So watch who you rolling, who you talk shit to. That Bama shit you do, cause it's a small city, fool, nigga. Fuck you, fuck you.
It's BMB. I got something to say.
De Niro, where the love?
I'm just a bill. I'm just a bill, chilling on Capitol Hill. When no drugs in my system, might keep me a swisher, but still. With the same old militia, I came up and ran it up from kids. So I guess it's a party at the crib. But fuck it though, we got that bill. If you with it, I'm with it, you know we been in it for real. Through suspensions, jail sentence, my niggas been keeping it thorough. With that same old militia, I came up and ran it up from kids. So I guess it's a party at the crib. Ha, I came in with a sweat, had a plan but the world interfered. Ever heard of a dream left deferred? Other words, man, the story wasn't there. Sitting back, having hella blurred thoughts. Flashback of my adolescent years. Certified as a real badass. Real nappy head, Inglewood kid. I was sliding with my niggas in the field. Everything that I'm saying is a bill. I was taught that the pain gon' heal. Never thought that the game wouldn't get. And I'm still around my day one, bro. And the only thing changed was the year. I was trained to detect all drama, so we racing up the block if it is. That's why I'll never forget the effort. If you step up on the corner, we leaving them wet up. Sliding and we gliding, it's no electric. Unless it's a function in the front chart. Niggas acting hard like it's Tetris. That's a fit in, but that's expected. Never been the one to deal with fuck shit. I just pour up all the juice to rev up the engine. Fuck it though, I'm just a bill. I'm just a bill, chilling on Capitol Hill. Keeping it, don't pin it, my nigga, I don't know your deal. Then them street lights is hit, and I guess we gotta race it to the crib. I guess it's a party yet again. Still we on Capitol Hill, tryna get bread at that Capitol bill. Grew up on Yale, all my homies are dead, they got filled with that lead. How the fuck would you feel? Laying in that bed, I was crying out my fears. I was hoping he just gave her longer to live. Granny and granddad was my mom and dad, and yeah, they ran their crib like they was clearing cliff. But to win, what would you really give up? Cause you cannot have no feelings involved. Lady, these people be feeling they self. Airheads, they high off them helium tanks. And my girlfriend look like Hillary Banks. Out here, I'm tryna put million banks. I am not tryna hear shit that you saying. Can you please get the fuck out of my face? Whew, damn, they don't really know the game plan. They don't really know the game, man. Talk about them, let them talk about it. Been through a lot like I'm savage. They don't really know that I'm a savage. They don't really know about my pastors. You gon' fuck around and see the madness. I might fuck around and reenact it. Really it is, yeah, cause he a actor. You a dad, they won't see your bastard. You gon' fuck around and be a target. Clinically born to be an artist. From the shack holder, then the artist.
Episode 251, we're closing out the show. The Insurrection Edition.
That's right.
This guy's still using his vape device.
That's all I got, man.
No beer will be guzzled this month. I don't know if I'm going to make it, dude. Especially if, like, aliens land or something. I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, I mean,
Or someone gets assassinated or something. Like, holy shit.
I, like, had to tie my hands behind my back yesterday to be, like, not fucking drinking.
I worked 7 days in a row, you know? I had to work New Year's Day.
Oh,
geez. And it was super wasted. And my boss is like, oh, fuck. So anyway, just, yeah, the whole thing is so shitty. What the fuck, people?
Yeah, man. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I wish that there was a good answer. The only good answer I've found is, you know, bury myself in other shit, right? Just try to just
forget about it.
Shit.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, forget about it, you know. But just not lose myself in it. Not get caught up in
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately,
let it be like water, you know, just let it flow through and past.
Like, give a shout out to the 30 for 30. Be like water. Bruce Lee story.
Fucking Lee, baby.
That's right. And yeah, man, we're trying to cope in the modern world. Idiocracy. I keep thinking of that movie. Like, North Carolina or South Carolina, bitch.
I mean, we've genetically modified the fuck out of everything. Why aren't we spraying the crops with Gatorade at this point?
Yeah, no
right?
shit. I'm sure it'll happen. And the economy, man. I don't know what's going on with the Dow, but it's fucking soaring to a meteoric crash, dude.
Yeah. It is insane. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I'm trying to, like, pull money out, and it just keeps going up.
I made $6,000 today.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Fuck, bro. Yeah, you need to just pull some out just to, like, keep a balance, you know?
Yeah. That sounds smart.
Like, here's the thing. This is the stock market, right? You may have made $6,000 today, but tomorrow you might lose three.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you're like, the way I look at it is, or the way I've been playing it is, when I'm up, take my profits back, right? Or take my initial buy-in back, right? So if I buy a stock for $100 and it turns into a $200, you know, I buy two of them and it turns into a $200 stock, I sell one of them. So now I'm playing with house money. I got my money back. And I still have things on the table to do whatever the fuck it does. And I don't give a shit. And if it goes off the rails, it goes off the rails. If it goes into the clouds, then fuck yeah, I'm going to cash out at some point.
So about four or five months ago, I invested half in Amazon and half in Tesla at like 362 or something like that.
No shit.
It just breached like 800 and something bucks today.
Yeah.
I'm up like $43,000 on it. I'm afraid to touch it, dude.
I said, like, so if you got, say you got 10 shares.
Yeah, I don't
want
to sell it, man, until it starts to go down a little, you know.
Right, but if you got 10 shares and you essentially only have one share worth of cost invested into it, sell one of your shares, get your investment back, and now it doesn't fucking matter what happens with the rest, right?
Yeah, DJ Gower, financial planner. That could be your new profession in this sobriety period.
Yeah, dude. Obviously, I need a fucking drink because I'm starting to have really cohesive thoughts.
Coherent talking, I'm not a fan. And I guarantee when I'm like passing some guy at 95 miles per hour on my commute, I'll be like, this episode's garbage. Talking, now we're just sober douchebags.
Yep, now we just suck. And we don't have an excuse for it.
We don't. So, storm the Capitol, I guess. I don't know.
What's that?
Storm in the Capitol. That's what happened yesterday. This episode's all insurrection tracks. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We're closing it out. This was the Insurrection Edition. Here we go. Rhyme.
And just be kind to each other. Be thoughtful. Think about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and if it was happening to you, how would you feel? Because that's really treason.
That's very sound advice. But yeah, man, Antifa, fucking Trump supporters, Nazis, fuck them all.
I mean, yeah, I mean, here's the deal, you know. There's good people on both sides.
<It's> so dumb. We're living in idiocracy. It's a shit show. Here we go. Closing it out. Rhyme.
And peace loving treason.
The one I love is lost without the least bit of explanation. Just goes to show the futility of self-preservation. Now all I seem to see is all this warring on amongst our nation. What good will it do? Now everybody wants to know the secrets to our salvation. Forever reading on and on from Genesis to Revelation. But never stopping for a second to examine situations after all that we've been through. And will it only end when there's nothing left to defend? Will we ever see? Common bond of humanity. A ghetto landscape of famine and also of frustration, where children walking round without the proper means to education. They're still up there on Capitol Hill, we're passing all of this legislation for jails and bombs. Is anybody out there hear my prayer? Anybody out there hear my prayer? Anybody out? All of y'all back down here. We need all of y'all back down here. We need all of y'all back down here.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute.
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball.
Rhyme.
And treason.